This episode brought to you by 20th Century Studios' Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Director Wes Ball breathes new life into the epic franchise. As a ruthless king attempts to build his empire at the expense of the remaining human race, a young ape begins a journey to fight for a future for apes and humans alike. Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Enter the kingdom in IMAX on May 10th and theaters everywhere. Get tickets now.
It's Freddie Prinze Jr. and Jeff Dye back in the ring. Wrestling with Freddie makes its triumphant return for an electrifying fourth season. Hey, Jeff, are you ready to rumble our way into an all-new season of Wrestling with Freddie?
You better believe I have. I've been practicing my body slams, and I'm jacked.
All right, don't go injuring yourself now. We'll be highlighting the best stories and matches of the week in wrestling from AEW, WWE, and have one-on-one talks with the best talents in the world of pro wrestling.
Listen to Wrestling with Freddie on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
What's up, everybody? This is Stephen A. Smith, host of the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast. Tune in every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday at the very least as I bring you all new episodes that feature the biggest headlines in the world of sports, pop culture, business, and I answer your phone calls and respond to your tweets. You'll hear my unfiltered opinions and straight-shooter interviews with top celebrities and game changers, all that and more. So listen to the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
You are listening to the Dan Patrick Show on Fox Sports Radio.
Boy, we got a lot to talk about. Come on in. Stay a while if you can on this Wednesday. Dan and the Danettes, Dan Patrick Show. In case you're just joining us, well, you probably are because we just started. Aaron Judge is staying with the Yankees.
What?
Yes, there was a report yesterday by John Heyman, who's a longtime baseball writer, and he had Aaron Judge, or as he put, Arson Judge, going to the Giants. I think there was also speculation Carlos Correa could end up with the Giants as well. They may whiff on both of those. But right now, Aaron Judge has agreed to a 9-year, $360 million contract, and he'll probably get to wear the letter C. He gets to be the captain as well. I like how that was an enticement. You know, if he comes back, we're going to let him be the captain. Wow. Okay. Well, there's only one El Capitan, and that's Derek Jeter. But Aaron Judge is going to stay with the Yankees 9 years, $360 million. All right, phone calls, 877-3DP-SHOW. Email address, dp@danpatrick.com. Twitter handle at dpshow. Say good morning to those watching on Peacock. That's our streaming partner, our radio affiliates around the country. Fox Sports Radio, iHeart Radio as well. Stat of the day is always brought to you by Panini America, the official trading cards of the Dan Patrick Show. Last day to guarantee shipping for your orders for Christmas, okay? DanPatrick.com. The last day is December 15th, so you have a little bit of time, but that's the last day that we can guarantee that it will get there on time. Hottest rookies, biggest superstars, the all-time greats, the only place to collect them all, Panini Trading Cards, the official trading cards of the Dan Patrick Show, for instant classics, autograph cards, memorabilia cards, rare inserts, and more. Start or continue your collection now, PaniniAmerica.net. Yes, Paulie?
I got a question kind of for the room, because this is, you know, last night there was a couple hours where it felt like Judge was going to the San Francisco Giants. It was reported, then it was backtracked. But the report was that the offer to Judge from the Giants was 9 years, 360, and it appears that the deal with the Yankees was 9 years and 360. Mm-hmm. The report for months was he wanted to go home, play baseball back home. Mm-hmm. Do you think that the concept of leaving the Yankees was the tipping point? Or was it, do you think it was just money and somehow?
I don't know. I don't know, Judge. But if there's a couple of things that I thought that might tip the scales towards the Giants. Because the Yankees basically said to Aaron Judge, all right, we're going to lowball you. Let's see if you can produce in the last year of this contract. Okay, he did exactly that. Then the contract was leaked to the media by somebody with the Yankees, and Judge did not like that. And I thought, okay, maybe he's like, all right, let me get out of here. Let me go back home. Let me go to the Giants. Now, would I sign him to a 9-year, $360 million deal? No. Because if you're the Yankees and you had doubts prior to this season, he's not going to replicate this season ever again. He's just not. But you were banking on him not putting up these numbers. Now you're going to bank on him putting up these numbers for the next 9 years? Maybe the next 5 years you get great numbers. I still look at the after 30 contract, and I look at Albert Pujols. Slugger, Judge a better athlete, but still, anybody who is that size going to break down, and it feels like your swing will slow down. You have more holes in your swing. Tell me when it works out, when somebody gets a, you know, 9 or 10 year deal. Long term, you know, it just doesn't work out. You wanted to keep him. You're the Yankees, the pride of keeping Aaron Judge after the greatest or one of the greatest seasons of all time. I get it. I understand that. And the Giants have that 4 or 5 year run, and then they dip, and then they'll have a 3 or 4 year run, and then they'll dip. They needed Aaron Judge. They needed a face to this franchise, and that's a whiff on their part. If it came down to we offered the same as the Yankees, and he didn't want to go back home, you know, I think that's overrated when you go back home, because you're on the road all the time. Are you really back home? You can go back home in the off season if you want, but Aaron Judge is staying with the Yankees. Yes, Marv.
And I think that we would probably forget about Aaron Judge if he went to the Giants. If the Giants were just middle-of-the-road team, almost like Robinson Cano when he went to Seattle, we forgot about him completely, no matter how good somebody is.
Yeah. Well, I did say that when Robinson Cano, don't you know, went to the Mariners. They said, say goodbye to Robinson Cano. You won't hear from him again unless he tests positive, which he did. And, you know, that was about it. Yeah, Paulie.
It's interesting because the last decade, you know, 12 years, has been better for the Giants than it has the Yankees. The Yankees make the playoffs more often than the Giants, but the Giants won 3 World Series. It's a while back now in a 5-year stretch.
Yeah.
So the Yankees have been, it's been a long time.
In case you're wondering, what would that impact have on the Yankees to win the World Series? I have the updated DraftKings odds. Astros, the favorites, followed closely by the Dodgers, then the Mets. But now it's been updated from the Yankees were 4th, now they're 3rd. Their odds are slightly better than the Mets. So Aaron Judge staying with them puts them at plus 900. The Mets are plus 950. Braves are in there at plus 1,000. But the Astros at plus 550 are your favorites going into next season. All right, Seton, we got a play of the day. All right, we got a poll question. We do have a play of the day, yeah. Stat of the day. And the poll question is what?
Well, we could go, you're just talking about Aaron Judge, we could go with how many World Series MVPs will Aaron Judge win in the next 9 years?
Wow.
That is snarky.
I'm not sure what you guys are implying.
Okay. I'm going to go 0.
Yeah, that's the first option.
Yeah,
is 0.
I'm going to go 0.
It feels like Aaron Judge is getting a little bit of this, like, Derek Jeter all-time great treatment when he hasn't really done anything for the Yankees.
No.
But I don't understand that.
But he had one of the greatest seasons of all time. That's what I keep hearing. Man, that might be the greatest offensive season of all time. Like, okay, that's great. But if the Yankees thought that he was capable of this, then they wouldn't have lowballed him prior to the start of last season. You would have said, you know what? We believe in you. You're worth this. They didn't. They were basically betting on him not being, you know, this MVP candidate.
Doing what he did.
Yes. Yeah.
Which wasn't a bad bet to take.
No, I get it.
Yeah.
But now all of a sudden you're you know, fumbling all over yourself to give Aaron Judge 9 years at $360 million, which is the third biggest contract in baseball history. I would not be betting on Aaron Judge.
That's what the fee stands for on his chest.
Yes, Paul.
The past, I love that voice. The past 4 years, Aaron Judge, before the 62 homer season this year, he had 27 homers, 9 homers. He was injured a lot.
Yeah.
And then 39 homers. But those other 3 seasons, he played quite a few games. He was averaging about 34. He was on pace for about 35 homers a season the past 4 years with his hitting ratio.
Yeah.
And then he went nuts. Here's a little stat for you.
Okay.
Last year, Aaron Judge hit 62 homers. He was walked 111 times. He had basically 570 at-bats. The year that Bonds hit 73 is so insane. He was walked 177 times. So that means he only had 476 plate appearances to get 73. Judge had 570, 100 more plate appearances to get only 62.
Yeah.
Not only.
Ooh! Ow! Stat of the day! Stat of the day! Stat of the day! Stat of the day! This is the stat of the day!
Thank you, Melissa Etheridge there. How about an over-under Aaron Judge home runs for next season? I don't know if Vegas has this, but how about we establish one? Over-under, what do you want to put the number at?
He's probably going to be walked a lot more. He was walked 111 times. How about 45 or 44 and a half?
I'll take the under.
Okay.
What about 35 and a half?
No, how about 39 and a half?
Ooh.
That's too low. He had 69. 62. 62, yeah. 131.
I know. It's the greatest season of all time.
Let's go 44 and a half.
44 and a half. I'll take the under.
He's done that twice in his career.
I'll do under. And I don't have anything against Aaron Judge. I don't know him. I admired what he did. He bet on himself. Actually, he didn't have any. What were his options? I guess take a lower deal? He probably said no.
Gotta hold out?
I guess. It's like, all right, he bet on himself. And one of the great bets of all time, baseball history, bet on himself. Yes, Todd?
What if you took his 99 jersey number, because, you know, I like to play with numbers, and his 62 home runs and subtract the two, and there's where you get your 37 and a half, maybe. Where would you go with that for the over-under 37
and
a half?
I'd go over time. But thank you with the numerology here. I appreciate that.
You're welcome.
Yeah. As we hit the brakes there with the show. By the way, we are getting the website up for the most valuable, least valuable Danette. And Mario's going to let us know when you can vote on that for the rest of the year. It's just a coincidence that I brought that up after you said that, Todd.
Yeah. Okay. Slight coincidence.
Yeah. All right. So we'll come up with a poll question, but that's the breaking news. The Yankees are keeping Aaron Judge. NFL news, the Rams have Baker Mayfield. I think it's a great pickup. He might even play tomorrow night. And I'm thinking, wow. Now, there was talk that maybe the Rams prevented him from going to the 49ers. And I'm thinking, no, I don't see that. I think the Rams do need a quarterback. I don't know if Matthew Stafford plays again. Not this season, the rest of his career. I don't know if he plays anymore. But I can't sit here and go, let's just assume he's going to come back and be able to play. A couple of concussions in 3 weeks' time at his age, he got his Super Bowl. I'm just, in my mind, speculating that if you're Sean McVay and you can get your quarterback, let's say Baker Mayfield has this revitalized career, and you got Sean McVay, you'll get the weapons back next year, and maybe you got your starting quarterback for a seventh-round draft pick. I think it's great. If it doesn't work out, the Rams are going to be in trouble for the next couple of years anyway with the salary purgatory, but you got a rental here. Let's see what he has. And the Lions are going to get the Rams draft pick here. But I would have taken a flyer on Baker Mayfield if I'm the Rams. If you're the 49ers, and there was a report that came out that Jimmy Garoppolo, the injury may not be as serious, and he could be back in maybe 7 weeks, which would be in time for the Super Bowl. And I'm wondering, okay, are you going to create more drama here that Brock Purdy, if he would get you to the Super Bowl, you're then going to say, hey, Brock, thank you. We're bringing Jimmy G back. I can't have Jimmy G come back and have him play in the Super Bowl if we got there with Brock Purdy, plus coming off an injury. I mean, Jimmy G might be there. That it's good news that it's not a serious injury or severe or even worse than we thought. But if Brock Purdy gets you to the Super Bowl, Brock Purdy should be playing in the Super Bowl. And keep in mind, they almost got there without any offense last year. I mean, look at the win against Green Bay. They didn't score an offensive touchdown. That defense can get you to the Super Bowl. It's that good. And you add the offense. If it all meshes together at the right time, the Niners are going to be the team to beat. But I don't know how Brock Purdy is going to play. That's the big question mark. But they do have the elements every place else where they could be the best team in football. And that brings us to the Dallas Cowboys and Odell Beckham Jr. III. I had the audacity yesterday to say, when is he going to play? If he can play. Can he play? Why hasn't he signed? Why wouldn't you be signed so you're ready to start playing, rehabbing? How about a physical? I swear I thought others would ask the question, but nobody did. Everybody just wanted to talk about the Cowboys OBJ. Oh, OBJ going to the Cowboys. Well, hey, are they the Super Bowl favorites? If he goes there, is he going to the Bills? Is he going to the Giants? I had the audacity to ask the question, when can he play? Well, OBJ responded. Paulie?
So, Dan, we put out our segment yesterday. We put out all the segments from the show on the social media channels, and the segment was about Dan wants to know when Odell will be ready to play after he signs with whatever team. Yeah. And the segment's about 3 or 4 minutes. You say, like, do we know anything about his health? Do you know anything when he'll be cleared to play? Why hasn't he joined a roster yet? Because you could rehab on a roster and get to know the roster.
He could get a paycheck.
Right. Start getting a paycheck earlier. Odell Beckham responded with crying emojis. I don't know if it was you crying or him crying.
Was he laughing?
Laughing, he's, crying?
I think.
Marvin, help me.
Marv, interpret.
Yes, I think it was crying, laughing, like, I'm laughing at you. Oh. The nerve of you. The gall.
Oh, the gall.
Okay. All right.
Quote, this is why you be on the outside, you being you, Dan, wondering what's going on the inside.
Mm. Is that the inside of his knee or the inside of the Cowboys or the inside of his head or what inside? Because I'm on the outside right now.
Right. And he said, also said, like, it wasn't like a media, like a tour. It was 6 or 7 days it took me.
No, I said this is a recruiting tour.
And he said, settle down. The recruiting tour was 6 or 7 days. We invited Odell to be on the show this morning and he has not responded.
Okay. I thought, if you're going to respond and send out a tweet, I would be angry at the Cowboys because they leak the information that you may not be able to pass a physical. Ed Werder had the story that there's questions about your health. And Ed Werder is tight with the Cowboys. That's where I would direct my anger, not towards me, that I, the only person in the media who said, can you play? Because if you can play, why not sign with the team? Hey, has the money changed? Is it going to change? I need you to be healthy. Are you waiting to be healthy? Are you not healthy yet? You don't want to go in and take a physical. All right, I get it. But I had the audacity to be a grown-up in the room instead of looking at trolling, and as everybody has done, it feels like. It's like, this is, I don't blame OBJ. The media is the one that keeps running with this. Nobody brought up, can he play? It's, oh, you put OBJ's third receiver all with Dak. Oh, Jerry's going all in with this. Oh, can you imagine with the Giants? Oh, with Buffalo, with John. Okay. I don't care where he goes. I want to know when he goes. And can he play? Because if he was ready to play, he'd be on a roster now. You get a paycheck. You can rehab. You might even be able to help out some receivers there. Well, just, I don't know. Crazy that I brought that up, but, you know, when OBJ, you're more than welcome to come on and answer these questions. I'm here. I ain't going anywhere. You want to talk? We can talk. And we can laugh so hard that we cry. Yes. And by the way, you have 2 knee surgeries. You got 4 more to catch me.
Boom.
Yeah.
Roasted.
Yeah. Yeah, Paul.
I told Marvin, I go, Marvin, I tried to get a hold of Odell Beckham. I slid in his DMs. He goes, no, you direct message him. You don't slide into Odell Beckham's DMs. He corrected me.
Oh. Yeah, Marvin.
Yes, there's a huge difference between sliding in DMs and sending a DM. Sliding in a DM is, hey, so what are you doing later? Yeah. Odell, okay. So just looking to see if.
Which, again, I was not doing.
You were not sliding.
I'm a big fan.
Yeah, that's the tone I thought it was. Hey, you want to come on the show later?
Hey.
We can connect and figure that out.
I should have tried that.
Yeah.
Yo, you want to link up later? Yeah. We could do that.
Yeah.
I just, sup Odell, with a question mark? I should just put sup question mark, dot, dot, dot.
You up? Odell, you up?
Yeah. Who are you, Paul?
Yeah.
Oh, Paul.
Hi, Paul.
You can call me Paulie.
Hey, Paul.
Or you can call me Pee-Pee.
I never fail a physical, Odell. I never take any.
Hey, OBJ. You up?
Do you want to link up?
Yeah, you want to link later. Yeah, link me.
Yeah. Excuse me, Mr. Beckham. Yeah. Would you like to join our program? Let's take a break here. We'll
OBJ.
Come up. BJ. What?
Oh, broadcast journalism.
Yes.
What's the?
No.
This is a lesson in broadcast journalism, guys.
What the heck's going on? Let's take a break here. Let's take a break. I got to take a TO. Wait, what do you want? What do you want, Todd?
I'm sitting out this one.
Yeah. Yeah. Bloop, bloop. Let's take a break. We're back after this on the Dan Patrick Show. When you open up a Mercedes-Benz Sprinter van, you're opening up more than just doors. You're opening up, unlocking potential. Potential to do your own thing, to be your own boss, steer your own success, blaze your own trail. And each and every Sprinter van built, designed, equipped to let you hit the open road and take on any goal you set, to help you follow your own passions, reawaken that spirit of adventure, and check all those big, bold, fun, and exciting experiences off your bucket list. There's 16 body types. Hello. Your choice of gas or diesel engine. Thousands of ways to customize, and now available in all-wheel drive. A Sprinter van, capable and versatile enough to help drive your ambitions wherever you go, wherever you want to take them. Now's the time. Discover what it's like to be moved. Moved. Don't wait. Unlock your potential. Open up those doors. Open up the potential inside a Mercedes-Benz Sprinter. Thanks for listening to the Dan Patrick Show podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday morning, 9 until noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. And you can find us on the iHeartRadio app at FSR or stream us live on the Peacock app.
Well, it's halftime and the scoreboard's not looking good. You're feeling low. You're not sure you can pull out the win. But that's when you dig deep. Lift your head up. You say to yourself, time to get back in the game. Pull off some bank heists. Take as much of your friend's money as you possibly can.
See, and that's right. The smash hit mobile game Monopoly Go lets you compete with your friends to get the most riches and the biggest empire. It's the Monopoly you love, but on your phone, anytime, with tons of new twists, including leaderboards to compare your progress to your buddies. There's so much to do.
Yeah, you could play countless dynamic Monopoly boards. You can make your friends bankrupt by smashing their landmarks with a wrecking ball. That's new. I don't remember that from the old Monopoly game, but it sounds awesome. And you can charge players rent for your iconic properties. Great.
You can even work with your friends to crack open community chests and in tournaments to get extra rewards and climb the leaderboard. I'm in for sure.
So get out there, put on your game face, download Monopoly Go right now for free at the App Store or Google Play. Let's go.
As you may have realized, I watch a lot of sports, like a lot. That's why I like Prime Video. It has all my live sports and docs in one app, like Giannis, The Marvelous Journey, and the National Women's Soccer League, both included with Prime. Plus, you can buy Premier Boxing or stream the NHL and NBA playoffs on Max with the Bleacher Report sports add-on, or add Paramount Plus for the Masters on CBS. All in one app with one password. Prime Video. It's all your favorite sports in one place. Restrictions apply. Prime membership required for add-on subscriptions. See Amazon.com/AmazonPrime for details.
It is getting that time of the year. It's Miller time. You don't need a watch or a clock to tell you. It's Miller time. Weather gets a little bit warmer. All of a sudden, the beer gets a little colder.
It's beer cracking season.
Okay. I don't know if it says that on the calendar. It's a beer that strips away everything you don't need and holds on to what matters the most. It's a light beer that tastes like beer. That's why I reach for a Miller Lite. And it's less filling, only 96 calories. They've been doing this since 1975. They have perfected it. You know, that summer afternoon, we're coming into that time of the year, be like, oh, man.
Crack one?
Yes, or two. Don't look at your watch. Don't look at the clock. Don't look at the calendar. You know. Miller Lite, the great taste, less filling, tastes like Miller time. To get Miller Lite delivered right to your door, visit MillerLite.com/Patrick, or you can pretty much find it anywhere that sells beer. Celebrate responsibly. Miller Brewing Company, Milwaukee, Wisconsin. 96 calories per 12 ounces, fewer calories, fewer carbs than premium regular beer. Miller Lite. Got our play of the day coming up. We'll settle on our poll question. Got a busy show. Aaron Judge staying with the Yankees 9 years, $360 million. Ah, look who's joining us. Albert Breer, our good buddy, the senior NFL reporter, lead content strategist. He's the Monday morning quarterback. He joins us on the program. Albert, got singled out by Odell Beckham last night, where I had the audacity of saying, is he going to be able to play? Like, when is he going to be able to play? Why isn't he signed? And you had the information leaked to Ed Werder by the Cowboys hours later that said, hey, we got some questions about, you know, him taking a physical. Where do we stand with Odell Beckham actually being able to play this year?
Well, I think like when we've talked about like where the free agency tour is with him, we've sort of neglected how important the physical is as a part of that for all the teams that are involved, the Bills, the Giants, the Cowboys. And, you know, the reason why is because his surgery more or less in 2020 was botched. The one that he had while he was still with the Browns. And
I thought every surgery is successful surgery.
Yeah, well, they are the immediate aftermath. Then you don't hear much. You hear it was successful a couple of days later, and then you never hear about it again.
Why would the Cowboys leak this, Albert?
I mean, I don't think it was leaked. Like, I mean, Ed's a good reporter. You know, he's been around that team forever, so Ed's got a good way of getting information. And you know, I think you know for certain people in the Cowboys, it's, you know, maybe an explanation. Hey, like, here's where we're not being cheap. Like, here's why we're maybe not willing to go to a certain extent to get him. And, you know, again, this kind of like goes back to where they were in 2020. And I don't know how many people know this, Dan, but like last year, I had people with the Rams tell me that like, if it had been August and they had had that, like, they had that physical in front of them, like they wouldn't have signed him because they wouldn't have thought he would have been able to make it through the year. And they basically looked at it because it was, I think, November at that point and said to themselves, okay, can we make it through the end of the year without his knee exploding on us? Because they thought it was a ticking time bomb. The Rams did. And, you know, Odell sort of understood where it was at too. And there was sort of this unspoken agreement. We're going to do our best to get you to the finish line. And they almost made it. And now eventually that ticking time bomb went off. But certainly because of that, and there is a feeling that, you know, his last surgery, which I believe was done by Neil Eletrash, who's the Rams team doctor, was more successful. There are obviously still going to be questions. You know, it's two surgeries on the same knee in a short period of time. The last surgery wasn't all that successful. And so, you know, I think for each of these teams, the physical is an important piece of these visits. It's not just going to a basketball game or getting to see the weight room. Like, the physical is the important piece of it for these teams. And so, you know, I think that it's not like completely shocking that you might hear this out of one of these teams. Now, I mean, like, look, like, these aren't black and white all the time, you know, and sometimes one team will see things a little bit differently than the next. So just because the Cowboys had their concerns, and they did, Ed's right on that, doesn't mean that the Bills and Giants see it the same way.
Okay, but when's he going to play? Why isn't he on a team right now?
I think there are a couple reasons why. Like, I think, you know, part of it is him. Like, you know, I think part of it, a big part of it, like, he could have probably gotten a contract earlier in the year. I think he wanted to remain patient with it for reasons that are actually, like, really apparent with what happened to his old team, right? Like, 3 months ago, we were talking about him potentially going back to the Rams. Like, that would have looked silly now, right? So I think in a certain way, Dan, it was smart of him to wait because it allowed – I mean, what was he going to gain by signing with a team in September or October and saying, okay, I'm going to go rehab with you. I'm going to move to your city. I'm going to rehab with you. I mean, yeah, you probably get a head start in the playbook, but, like, what happened with the Rams with Stafford and Donald and Kupp getting hurt could happen, and now all of a sudden you're playing out the string with a team that's not contending. So I think that that part of the strategy for Odell – actually worked out where you've got a more complete picture of where all these teams are and who's contending and who's not. Even the Giants, like, the Giants don't look the same as they looked a month ago, right? So I think that that was a piece of it. And, you know, I think that, really, what Odell, and this is, like, every indication I've gotten from the last, like, 3 or 4 months, is, like, Odell really, like, was affected by what happened with the Rams last year, and that, you know, the perception of Odell changed. I think over the couple months that he was on that team, you know, like, when he went there, he was a malcontent. There was the stuff with his dad, the ugly exit from Cleveland and all of that.
Yeah.
And he goes to a winning situation and, you know, getting to a Super Bowl and starring in the playoffs, perception on him changed completely. And so he got a real life example of what winning can do for a player and how winning can change a player's value. And so, you know, I think he knows if he wants to launch, like, another phase of his career here, the best chance to do it is going to be going to the best the place that gives them the best chance to win. And, you know, right now, I think looking at it, you can see that's why a team like Buffalo would be in the mix. The Giants maybe less so, you know, and obviously the Cowboys are in a really good position to win now too.
Yeah, I mean, the Cowboys are a good team. They're a talented offensive team. Everybody knew that. Nothing has changed with them. And with Buffalo, they were the Super Bowl favorite. He could have gone to Buffalo 2 months ago. Nothing's changed. Buffalo, you know, maybe they took the dip, but they're still one of the favorites there. I'm just curious if when he signs and if he can play this year.
Right. And I think, like, the main thing, whoever signs him, it's going to – and I think he will be able to play. But I think the main thing is, what can we do to have him in position to play in the playoffs? That's why, like, you look at the Giants, and if the Giants were to sign him, I think this would be more about 2023.
Sure.
You know, like, we need to have, like, somebody in that receiver room in 2023. You know, because they're no sure thing to make the playoffs at all now. You know, like, they're – half a game out of last place in the NFC East, as good as that division's been. So, you know, I think if you're Buffalo, you bring him in. Your thought is, how can we get him in position where, you know, he can play 60, 70% of the snaps in the playoffs for us and make a difference and be somebody who can take the pressure off of Stephon Diggs and compliment Gabe Davis. And so, you know, I think, like, for whoever signs him, and the Cowboys included in this, obviously with the concerns they have, I think you'd even put them more so in this category. Like, you want to have him in position to help you compete for a championship. And if you're signing a guy this late in the year, that's the only reason you're doing it. So, yeah, like, it'd be great to see him at some point in December, January, to know what you have. But really the goal would be to have him be a factor in the playoffs. And then, you know, whatever happens after that, I think, is a bonus.
Yeah, I would have thought he would have gotten on a roster, rehab with the team, ingratiate himself to the team, and start getting paychecks there to be ready for this postseason run. We're talking to Albert Breer. He is the Monday morning quarterback. When Baker Mayfield asked to be released, put on waivers by Carolina, what do you think he thought was going to happen?
So, like, I mean, my understanding is this was all really cordial, and it just, like, it didn't work out. He went in and saw the general manager, Scott Fitter. They talked it out. They agreed to release him. The Panthers save $1.4 million here. I think, like, I have to think, he thought, like, maybe I wind up in San Francisco. Like, that's the most logical thing. Now, he's going to go to L.A., and he's going to say how happy he is to be there, and I'm sure he is, and you know, the chance to play even a month with Sean McVay as your offensive play caller, there could be benefit in that and sort of rejuvenating his stock going into 2023. Absolutely 100%. But the timing of it, I mean, it seems pretty obvious, you know. I mean, he has background in that offense, in both the L.A. and San Francisco offense, and that the offense he played in Cleveland under Kevin Stefanski it's Gary Kubiak's offense, and Gary Kubiak's Kyle Shanahan's mentor. And, you know, I think you look at the opportunity to compete for a championship, it would have been there in San Francisco. And my understanding is, I talked to some people there last night, San Francisco wasn't that interested. Like, I don't know if they would have signed him even if he had cleared waivers. And, like, you know, they did their homework. They went back and looked at the tape. They thought the tape wasn't very good, for whatever it's worth. Like, so I don't think this was a huge consideration for San Francisco at the end of the day, based on what Baker Mayfield has put on tape over the last 2 years. So, like, maybe he thought that the opportunity to go to San Francisco might be out there for him. But the reality of it, I think, now becomes he's got to take whatever he was going to have to take whatever chance he had to rejuvenate his career and to kind of try to reestablish his stock going into 2023. And because of the injury situation in LA and because of the coaching staff that's there, you know, Sean McVay primary among those coaches, I think it actually gives him a pretty good opportunity to do that.
Oh, I mean, he might start tomorrow night, which is crazy.
Yeah.
I think it's a good move for the Rams because it doesn't cost them anything. What, a seventh round pick? And maybe you found your starter. I wonder Matthew Stafford's playing his status, you know, not just this season where he's not going to play, but you know, further here.
No, I mean, I think it's fair. Like, the people I've talked to, no one thinks Matthew Stafford's going to be one of these guys who hangs around into his 40s. Now, it doesn't mean he's going to retire in 5 weeks, but, like, you know, I think he's somebody who, like, won't, like, when it's time, he'll know and he'll walk away. And maybe the concussion going through that, you know, over the last few weeks, and obviously there was another concussion scare after the first concussion. You know, maybe that's enough. He's got his ring. He's got his money. You know, who knows? You know, like, I think it's something that Rams certainly have to take into account. And, you know, this is a worthy swing. A guy who was a first overall pick, a guy who got a team to a playoff, to the playoffs. You know, I think for, if you're the Rams, you look at it and you say, like, just in case Matthew Stafford has second thoughts about coming back in 2023, like, this can be our first swing at finding our next quarterback. And here's the other part of it too, Dan. I mean, I think the rest of the year for the Rams has to be about evaluating the rest of the roster. Like, the silver lining in all of this is, like, they're going to get a clean look at the rest of their roster and what it looks like without those star players in there. I think Baker Mayfield probably gives them a better chance to get a clean look at what the offensive linemen look like, what the receivers look like, what the young running backs look like, what all those guys look like. And, you know, probably gives them a better chance to assess who those guys are going into 2023.
Sean McVay gets a hall pass this year. Does he get another hall pass with this kind of season?
What do you mean? Like for next year, you mean?
Yeah. Would he be, could he put himself in trouble?
No. I mean, like, five winning seasons in a row for a franchise that was, I mean, dead as any franchise.
But you know that they're not built for the future.
Yeah, I mean, I've said this to you before, Dan, like, I don't think he's rebuilding. I don't think he's going to be there for the rebuild, you know, like, so I've said that to you before. Like, I think.
So by choice,
I personally think, like, yeah, like, I think if Cooper Kupp and Aaron Donald and Matthew Stafford are all in for 2023 or 2024, whatever it is, like, I think Sean will be there with them. I think when those guys walk away, when that core of players walks away, like, I think that there's the natural opportunity for Sean to step back. And Sean's been vocal about it too, you know, like, where, like, whenever that time comes, like, that could be the time when, you know,
well, they're throwing that kind of money out. And if he's looking at what these other analysts are making and you could pony up, you know,
I mean, yeah. I mean, like, I just think, like, it's like, he's talked openly about, like, wanting to start a family and wanting to take a break and get a breather and all the rest of it. You know, it's just, they're eventually, like, that core of players, like those four guys that we've talked about in the past, and eventually those guys are going to walk away, and that's going to create a natural point for him to walk away too. And, you know, I wrote this back in July. Like, I felt this way in July. Like, I think he has 1 to 5 years left in with the Rams. And, you know, when I wrote that, like, I said 1 to 5 years, including this year.
Yeah.
So, like, nothing would surprise me.
I'll leave you with this. You don't have GMs get fired during the season, but the Titans fired John Robinson.
Yeah.
What was this? Didn't they just give him a contract extension?
Yeah, it's weird. They gave him an extension through 2027 back in February, I think it was. The way it was described to me is similar to the Mike Mularkey firing. And if you remember that, they fired Mike Mularkey, you know, I'm not saying he's Vince Lombardi, but he went 9-7 2 years in a row in his only 2 years as the head coach there, and they fired him. And, you know, Amy Adams Strunk, their owner, you know, I think felt like at the time, good isn't good enough. We want to level up. And so they went and hired Mike Vrabel. And that's the explanation I got on this, was that good's not good enough. I don't think anybody misses the coincidence here. I don't think anybody thinks it's a coincidence here that it happened right after A.J. Brown, who he traded away, lit them up. I'm allowing for the fact that there could be some more here, too. Like, and I don't know exactly what that is, because the timing does seem a little weird to me.
Yeah.
But the information I have right now is it's that whole, like, good isn't good enough thing. And, you know, I think now, like, it'll be interesting to see where they go, because I think Mike Vrabel, like, at this point, is the most valuable person in that organization. And so, like, who does he see as the ideal general manager? What does he see as the ideal structure? I think that those are the operative questions now. Look, I think John Robinson did a lot of good things. He drafted Jeffrey Simmons. He drafted Derrick Henry. He drafted Kevin Byard. Drafted, you know, A.J. Brown, despite trading him away 4 years later. So he did a lot of good things within that organization. But, you know, I think what cost him here is there's not, like, a long-term answer at quarterback still, you know, and then some of the high-profile strikeouts on first-round picks from, you know, Corey Davis to the big one, Isaiah Wilson to Rashawn Evans, like they haven't done as well in the first round. And so there's been a lot of good, some bad with John Robinson. And I think the decision here was we want to be great. And what we are right now is just good.
You're great. Thank you, Albert. Great to talk to you again, buddy.
All right. Thanks, Dan.
That's Albert Breer. He's the Monday Morning Quarterback. Play of the Day is up next. Every week we talk about our friends at Panini America, and why not? The official trading cards of the Dan Patrick Show. And now we invite you to check out their NFT marketplace at paniniamerica.net/blockchain. You got one-of-a-kind digital cards available in packs, or you can go to Panini's public auctions that are located on the site. Find the hottest rookies, biggest superstars, the all-time greats. You got the official products from the NFL, NBA, FIFA, and now for a limited time, UFC's NFTs are giving select holders a chance at an ultra-exclusive VIP experience in Las Vegas. Rip packs today. Try to find the ultimate fan card, plus all the top UFC fighters, and share your cards in the public gallery. Complete challenges, and you could earn exclusive award cards, and then you could build a wish list for the items you love. Panini NFT trading cards giving you, the collectors, the opportunity to pull autograph cards, memorabilia cards, and rare inserts from every base pack. PaniniAmerica.net/blockchain, the official trading cards and NFTs of the Dan Patrick Show. Thanks for listening to the Dan Patrick Show podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday morning, 9 until noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. And you can find us on the iHeartRadio app at FSR or stream us live on the Peacock app.
This is Steve Covino.
And Rich Davis.
And together, we are Covino and Rich.
Covino and Rich.
Thanks, buddy. That's right, Covino and Rich, Fox Sports Radio's newest hit show. Heard weekdays from 5 to 7 Eastern, 2 to 4 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
Every Covino and Rich show is available as a podcast. Just search Covino and Rich wherever you get your podcasts and subscribe.
I'm such a rockin' dude.
The show features our unique take on sports, injected with some fun, humor, and relatability.
Listen to Covino and Rich 5 days a week on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Covino and Rich, give me a hell yeah!
Well, it's halftime, and the scoreboard's not looking good. You're feeling low. You're not sure you can pull out the win. But that's when you dig deep. Lift your head up. You say to yourself, time to get back in the game. Pull off some bank heists. Take as much of your friend's money as you possibly can.
See, and that's right. The smash hit mobile game Monopoly Go lets you compete with your friends to get the most riches and the biggest empire. It's the Monopoly you love, but on your phone, anytime, with tons of new twists, including leaderboards to compare your progress to your buddies. There's so much to do.
Yeah, you could play countless dynamic Monopoly boards. You can make your friends bankrupt by smashing their landmarks with a wrecking ball. That's new. I don't remember that from the old Monopoly game, but it sounds awesome. And you can charge players rent for your iconic properties. Great.
You can even work with your friends to crack open community chests and in tournaments to get extra rewards and climb the leaderboard. I'm in for sure.
So get out there, put on your game face, download Monopoly Go right now for free at the App Store or Google Play. Let's go.
As you may have realized, I watch a lot of sports, like a lot. That's why I like Prime Video. It has all my live sports and docs in one app, like Giannis, The Marvelous Journey, and the National Women's Soccer League, both included with Prime. Plus, you can buy Premier Boxing or stream the NHL and NBA playoffs on Max with the Bleacher Report sports add-on, or add Paramount Plus for the Masters on CBS. All in one app with one password. Prime Video. It's all your favorite sports in one place. Restrictions apply. Prime membership required for add-on subscriptions. See Amazon.com/AmazonPrime for details.
This episode brought to you by 20th Century Studios' Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Director Wes Ball breathes new life into the epic franchise, set several generations after the last installment, in which apes are the dominant species. As a ruthless king attempts to build his empire at the expense of the remaining human race, a young ape will fight for the future of apes and humans alike and embark on a journey that will redefine the planet. Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Enter the kingdom in IMAX on May 10th and in theaters everywhere. Get tickets now.
Oh, my God.
The play of the day.
Runner left side, got it!
I'm gonna play it and play it.
This is the play of the day.
Check this out.
Now Lowe picks it up. DeLowe, great move, creates the space, gets the cross, and there's the third! Gonçalo Ramos starting for Ronaldo, gets his second. Portugal
At age 21, Ramos is the youngest male player to score a hat trick in World Cup knockout match since Pele in 1958. And you send Ronaldo to the bench. That's one of those you better win, because if you don't win, then you're going to hear about, well, why did you have Ronaldo on the bench? That's our play of the day. Play of the day brought to you by the great folks at Discover. We could talk about how with Discover you can redeem your rewards for cash in any amount at any time. And that's amazing. Learn more. Discover.com/redeem rewards. Terms do apply. Jeff Passan, who's going to join us coming up a little bit later on, had this to say. He tweeted out, Aaron Judge flew into San Diego at the last minute to decide among three teams, the Yankees, the Giants, and the Padres. Yankees bumped their offer to 9 years, $360 million, and in the end, he decided he wanted to stay a Yankee. The Padres in on this. The Padres were in on Trey Turner. Now, I don't know if they were in to drive up the price for the Dodgers. He eventually left to go to the Phillies. And are you in on Aaron Judge if you're the Padres? I guess. But I thought it was going to come down to the Giants and the Yankees. And that's what it probably did. But the Yankees bumped up their offer, and Aaron Judge stays in New York. Yes, you have an ominous sign about the signing of Aaron Judge staying in New York?
There is one negative for all of us East Coasters that Aaron Judge returned. The Yes Network tweeted out, the verdict is in, Judge returns to the Yankees. Nine more years forced courtroom puns. No.
All rise. I didn't even think about that.
The verdict is in.
The verdict is
Someone
in.
I thought they were cute.
Yeah. Jerry Jones was on, he makes his weekly pit stop on 105.3 The Fan in Dallas, and he had this to say about the situation with Odell Beckham Jr.
You take a good look at everything, not only the obvious, and that's his performance, but also any issues regarding health. So we've got to come in with our eyes wide open, and it has to be addressed, and that's when you see if you can make a deal or not.
See, Jerry wants to win a Super Bowl now. I don't know if OBJ's already got a Super Bowl ring. I think OBJ is looking at next year and the year after that. That's what it feels like. I don't know if he's healthy, when he's going to be healthy. Can he be healthy? This is probably the last contract he's going to sign. All right, you want to go to a playoff contender. Dallas is a playoff contender. Buffalo is a playoff contender. Maybe you're not sold on the Giants. Okay. But Jerry then cited the obvious about signing a player and what he factors in.
We all realize that that issue of health, that issue of availability is here every time. Just this one is very obvious and very pointed toward his injury that had occurred last year in the Super Bowl.
All right. Yeah. So I don't know what they expected, but you know, the fact that Ed Werder had the information that, you know, maybe there's some pessimism there bringing him in this year. Can he pass the physical? Did the other teams ask him about taking a physical? I haven't seen any video of him working out. For somebody who's always on social media, I would have thought we would have seen like J.J. Watt type moments here, that he was doing incredible things. But it feels like, and it's a brilliant marketing ploy by him. Everybody else is talking about OBJ. OBJ's not. Everybody else is. Von Miller, Micah Parsons, Jerry Jones. Jerry's the one who started all of this and led to this speculation. And then all of a sudden somebody said, oh, can he play? I don't know. And then next thing you know, OBJ's calling me out with his emojis there. He's laughing at me. I'm an outsider.
NFL outsider is a nice spot to be, though.
Yeah.
Wild West, gunslinger.
I'm okay with that.
I mean, this is the Dallas Cowboys we're talking about, okay? I don't think people realize that.
Let's go to Jimmy Jimerson, our NFL insider, to help us on the OBJ situation.
This is the Dallas Cowboys, okay? Okay? I don't think people realize that.
Thank you for the insight.
Keep an eye on that, Jimmy.
That's why I'll stay an outsider.
Right
here.
Now, the Cowboys are trying to find out, can Odell Beckham Jr. play? That's what they're asking themselves right now.
What's the poll question today?
The poll question, we went with the snarky Aaron Judge, how many World Series MVPs will he have?
Okay.
right now, 62% of the vote is with how many, Dan? Zero, one, two, or
zero.
Three plus?
Zero. Zero.
No World Series MVPs.
Wait a minute. And he hit 60. How many home runs did he hit?
62%.
Numerology, Todd.
Yeah, Todd. How about that numerology?
I like it.
Did that guy ever sell? Did he ever auction off that baseball?
It's still available. Darren Revelle from Action Network said it's definitely more valuable now that he's still a Yankee.
Oh, okay.
So it has not gone on the market completely.
Okay.
It's worth more, according to Revelle.
Huh. That was a busy first hour. Two more hours coming up. Is Baker Mayfield his own worst enemy? Marcellus Wiley will join us. He's got that thought. And the story behind Andrew Luck walking away from the game. All of that coming up next here, Dan Patrick Show. One more item. We close out hour one. We all have different ideas about success, and we achieve it at different times. We do it in different ways. If you've recently changed jobs, maybe thinking about retirement, you're probably thinking about your own version of what is success and striving to reach it. Maybe it's time to start thinking about your investment portfolios and retirement accounts, because when it comes to investing for retirement, you can't afford to make a mistake, and you shouldn't do it alone. For over 130 years, Stifel Financial Advisors have helped clients just like you create personalized retirement plans, understand the many options for claiming Social Security, and implementing an investment portfolio that's designed around your needs. And that's just the start, because as a client, you have access to Stifel's award-winning equity research and investment strategy views that will enable you to make informed decisions regarding your hard-earned wealth. Invest in your success. Find a Stifel financial advisor, stifel.com, S-T-I-F-E-L.com, Stifel Nicholas & Company Incorporated, member SIPC and NYSE.
It's Freddie Prinze Jr. and Jeff Dye back in the ring. Wrestling with Freddie makes its triumphant return for an electrifying fourth season. Hey, Jeff, are you ready to rumble our way into an all-new season of Wrestling with Freddie?
You better believe I have. I've been practicing my body slams, and I'm jacked.
All right, don't go injuring yourself now. We'll be highlighting the best stories and matches of the week in wrestling from AEW, WWE, and have one-on-one talks with the best talents in the world of pro wrestling.
Listen to Wrestling with Freddie on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
What's up, everybody? This is Stephen A. Smith, host of the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast. Tune in every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday at the very least as I bring you all new episodes that feature the biggest headlines in the world of sports, pop culture, business, and I answer your phone calls and respond to your tweets. You'll hear my unfiltered opinions and straight-shooter interviews with top celebrities and game changers, all that and more. So listen to the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Elevation with Stephen Furtick podcast was created with you in mind. This is a podcast for those feeling discouraged or needing guidance from God. Together in this podcast, we'll dive deep into scripture, uncover the powerful truths that will help you rise above your limitations and embrace your full potential. We're here to equip you with the tools you need to conquer life's challenges. Listen to Elevation with Stephen Furtick every Sunday and Friday on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.